When I do the ministry, I hear so many questions from the believers. So one of the questions is like, why did God make the fruit of knowledge of good and evil? Then if there was no fruit of knowledge of good and evil, we didn't have to sin. Why did he make it? One of the questions like that. What is the evidence that the Bible is the Word of God? Bible is the Word of God. Is it really the Bible? Is really Bible the Word of God? One more question. Christianity, why are you against ancestry worship? Why you don't you Christians don't allow us to have ancestry worship? Let me mention other time about when ancestry worship. And then, is there anything that you should not drink at all in the Bible? Don't be drunk. But there's no saying like you shouldn't drink any alcohol. What about tithes? People who do give tithes don't ask this question. But people who don't ask this question, why do we have to do tithes? So many questions you have. Because many times you feel like they're not really making any sense. And one more question. That is, why am I suffering so much? I'm a believer of Jesus Christ. Because when you believe in Jesus, you should be blessed. I think that I should be blessed because I believe in Jesus. So many things are happening. So many conflicts. So it makes sense that if I'm not a believer, I'm having so many problems. It's okay. But I am a believer of Jesus Christ, and I want to have a walk of faith, but I do have so many problems. Why God doesn't bless us only, and He's giving us such a hard time? Why does He give you hardships? So we as Christians, we all have this kind of questions. So people who don't try may be having a hard time, it's understandable. But those of us who try really hard to have a good walk of faith and having this kind of problems, even me, myself as a pastor, I really have absolute devotion and absolutely my heart is to serve the Lord God. But even myself as a pastor, I'm facing so many conflicts. Why? Why does it happen like that? You don't have these kind of problems in your life? You don't have any problem? And you're trying so hard to be a good believer. So many problems are arising. Maybe you fell in your business and your children are having problems. So many things are really causing us to fall down. And why are these happening in our lives? So So these kind of questions are related to the this situation. Israelites, they came out of Egypt. So they could have gone to Canaan right away. But I'm talking about wilderness. The fact that they came out of Egypt means they were saved. After they were saved, they didn't go to Canaan right away, and they went through the wilderness. So with our common sense or knowledge, we are not able to comprehend the situation. Why didn't God move Israelites straight to the land of covenant? And they went through so many problems in the wilderness. So we have to find the answer why. Israelites, they came out of Egypt. And they were having 40 years of wilderness. They had hardships and they were complaining. Why did God allow wilderness to Israelites? So people like us living on this earth, why are we having such hardships? What's the reason? We have to find the answers. Why 40 years of wilderness? So the first reason was the Israelites, they were living in Egypt, and many incorrect things were rooted within them. So Israelites were slaves in Egypt. How many years? You don't know the answer? How many years? Slavery of how many years? 400 years of slavery. It's not 4 years. It's not 40 years. 400 years. So what kind of traits, what was rooted after having 400 years of slavery? They were always complaining, always blaming. They had all this in their hearts. We were colonized by Japan for 36 years in the past. We still have that trait. We absorbed so much of Japanese culture. So even now, the older adults, they speak Japanese words. When you go to a restaurant, you ask for the radish. Takang is a Japanese word. So takang is a Japanese word for yellow radish. You know warabash? I heard it when I was young. Warabash. So one church member said, Pastor, what is a somakil? Somakil? It's a clipper. It's a nail clipper. That's a somakil. I heard that when I was younger. I haven't heard it since I came to America. But that's remnants of being ruled by Japan. It's 400 years. So because they were slaves for 400 years, they had this trait of slavery. the land of blessing of Canaan, they couldn't enjoy if they entered Canaan like that, because they had this trade of slavery. So God wanted to get rid of all these things from Israelites so that they can go to Promised Land. God, why are you giving me hardships? When you think about it, things that are rooted within us, to get rid of the things that are rooted within us. When you suffer, you do pray. God, I'm having such a hard time. Why did you give me this problem? But amazing thing is, through that prayer, things that are within, rooted within you, they are being get rid of. Look at this. Even successful people have wrong traits. And they are so proud. They don't want to get rid of their pride. People who are successful, they are so proud. You think that successful people have no problems? Is that so? Even the successful people have so many problems. So if you don't get rid of them, you cannot receive the blessing. What about people with failure, helplessness, inferiority? Why am I having such a hard time always? You have so much scar within you. Inferiority. Negative thoughts in your head. And some people say, I cannot do it. I cannot do anything. I'm helpless. So if you don't get rid of this, you would have problems. You would have suffering. Don't say it's hard. Don't just complain. Things are difficult. You have to know what status you are, your spiritual status. That's why God is giving me a trial. God is giving me a test. So why 40 years in the wilderness? Because of the things that are rooted within us, incorrectly rooted within us, to get rid of this. And then we would face the problems. I want you to be healed. Why wilderness? Second, we have to get rid of something. Unbelief. Israelites, they had such unbelief in the wilderness. So they were like, after they were delivered, they were dancing with joy, and they were like, oh, now we are free. But then they changed their thoughts. So, and then they were saying, there's no place to bury. Why are we here? We are just like that, just like Israelites. We receive so much grace. We receive the salvation. So, but then when they were facing the Red Sea, they were saying, why did you bring us out of Egypt? Isn't it the same as just like us? We receive God's grace. We receive tremendous blessing from the Lord God. When we face the crises, so you complain. Let me give you another example. So Israelites, they crossed the Red Sea, and 3 days after they entered the wilderness, 3 days after, there was no water. You know the incident of Mara? Why God doesn't give us the water? So after they came out of Egypt, within a month, and right after they crossed the Red Sea, 3 days after they crossed the Red Sea, when a little problem happened, they began to complain. So what did God say? As long as you have unbelief, you cannot enter the land of Canaan. You have so much unbelief. So with your unbelief, I cannot work. Please, let's get rid of unbelief. Let me say this. Do you love your children? You don't love your children? Do you love your children? You know, what is one secret? Don't pass down unbelief to your children. Keep faith. David told Solomon, "You become a man, and do follow the law of the Lord. So whatever you do, you will prosper." What did Paul say to Timothy? "You have known Bible since you were infant. Bible will make you become a man. So become a man of faith." So he was a committed worker. So you as parents, what do you have to pass down? You have to pass down. You want your children to be successful? You want... But more than anything, you have to pass down this heritage of faith. So because of unbelief, you cannot really receive the blessing from God. We have to realize this. So please renew if you do have any unbelief. And the third, why 40 years of wilderness? There's one reason why. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 16. Let us read together verse 16. God gave manna in the wilderness. To humble you and to test you. So Israelites were like, oh, we crossed the Red Sea and we came out of Egypt. And God sent Israelites to the wilderness. It's not so. You didn't do it with your own strength. How were you able to cross the Red Sea? This was done with my power. So God said this. To humble you. Be humble. And look to me, Lord. So when you go through when you have some illness or problems, you look to God. True believer, if he's having business problem, would say, I need God, I need your grace. Do you have problems in your family? Do you have problem with your children? God says you have to look to God. So be humble and look to God. So that I can bless you. So the reason is to bless you. Why did God give problem in the wilderness? To bless them. Important thing is look to God until the end. Experience God's grace. No matter where you are, look to God. Then problem cannot be a problem. And you'll be guided. Any parents would not ruin the lives of their children. There's no parents like that. Parents would not do that to their children, to be beaten by animals or having a hard time. They want to bless their children. That's why God is leading me like this. Let me conclude. There's a difference between a wise person and the foolish person. When there's a problem, what kind of plan does God have for me in the midst of this problem? But the foolish person will complain. What's the consequence of complaint? Because we are humans, we sometimes complain. But please, ask question, why did God give me this problem? open your spiritual eyes and to see why this is happening. Because God is trying to bless you. Especially today we have Communion Sunday. We have received so much blessing. But there are things that are hindering us to rejoice this blessing that we received. Lord God, please uproot the incorrect things rooted within me. Then this will be the best communion service. That you receive blessing through this communion service.